We have ventured outside and it's almost as warm as Skegness. I know, it's fantastic. It's a great day and we are at day one, of course, of the first ever Lynx, Countryside Lynx event at the Lincolnshire Showground. And we're looking at mini beasts in the potato field, Billy Branston's amazing potato factory, and we're speaking to...
Hi, I'm Lucy.
Lucy, you've got a bus, you've got Billy Branston, you've got... What's happening here?
Okay, so Billy Branston's Amazing Potato Factory is a fully equipped educational vehicle. We travelled to primary schools across the country, educating Key Stage 1 and Key Stage 2 children on growing potatoes and all that kind of jazz.
I know that within the industry, and they don't like it, our colleagues at BBC Radio Lincolnshire, they are referred to as BBC Radio Spud for obvious reasons. Lincolnshire is proud, and rightly so, of its potatoes. But Jessica, you were particularly interested in this mini beasts in the potato field line.
Yes, there was. It's a little board where you can find out facts about potatoes, so such things that affect them, like aphids and ladybirds, and it looks really good. And I was just wondering, how often do you go to primary schools? How busy is your kind of schedule?
Yeah, we're completely fully booked until 2016 now. We're starting a waiting list. We launched it September last year and we educate up to 270 children a week. So we're fully booked 5 days a week.
Wow, that's fantastic. So is it quite a popular thing that lots of parents think that this is an important thing for their children to know all about culture and local sourced potatoes?
Absolutely. I mean, we've got some great feedback and everything on board. It's local as well as being completely tailored to the curriculum. So you've got all your maths and numeracy and things like that on board as well.
So can we actually have a little walk and talk as we go on the bus? Is that feasible?
Yeah, of course you can. Okay. We've got some groups on upstairs at the minute.
We'll just have a little look inside then, I think, just so we get a little flavour of what we've got here. Because I mean, we've got a genuinely fully based, customised, bespoke official line that we've actually got here. So talk us through what we're going to go into.
So downstairs on the bus, we have the nutritional area. Behind us, we've got a board where the children can make their own eat healthy plates. And we discuss healthy eating, try and make a balanced diet down here. We've got some feely boxes so the children can feel all different kinds of potatoes and try and guess what they are and use their imaginations a bit with that. Also, when we're at schools, we cook wedges every lunchtime for the children to sample. And they'll get two wedges, one of each flavour. And we do that just behind us in the kitchen area over there.
That's fantastic. I think it's really important that you're teaching them about how it's cooked as well. I think that's a really good skill for children to know, because a lot of people, like from young ages, don't really do cooking now, so that's really important.
And you've done it in such a fun manner as well. It's like it's on a bus, a double-decker bus. That's amazing. I would have loved that as a kid.
Yes, the kids absolutely love it, so it's great to get them excited about it. Once we go up the stairs, we have a grading and weighing area at the front, so the children will have different sized potatoes and they have to size them into large and small and then weigh out 2 kilograms of each. Again, we do it in different ways for both key stages, so key stage one will do it slightly differently to key stage two.
I think we were predicting that our younger team, actually younger team, they've got Bridget, obviously our young child there with Dylan and Sue Rice, of course, they might have actually found the ice cream the most attractive one. I think this might run the ice cream at a close second, actually.
Yeah, I think definitely Bridget will definitely like this, especially as you said, like with the touchy-feely stuff. It's really engaging for young kids, so I think it's a really important thing that you're doing.
And Branston, any relation to the pickle, or is that completely different?
Different thing, I'm afraid. We're pure potatoes over at Branston.
Just wanted to make that completely clear, because you know there's always that sense. So any pickle size as well. And in terms of the bus itself, you say you're fully booked. Does this work through the winter as well?
Yeah, we work all throughout the school year, and then in the summertime or weekends, we try and get around and go to shows such as this.
And from your own background, what got you involved with Billy Branston and the Amazing Potato Story?
Well, I've been at Branston for 2 years now, and this is one of our nice CSR projects, so it's great to be able to take it out to a younger generation.
How wide do you actually go nationally? I mean, is it just for the Lincolnshire area?
Nationally, completely, yeah. So we're off to things like the Cornwall Show in the summer and the Royal Highland.
Great Yorkshire?
We'll
obviously have to have a word with the Great Yorkshire, clearly, on that basis. This has been fantastic, touching base with the good self. Great idea, great bus. We'll take some photographs as well with your good self in full force. Is there a website that people can contact you if they want to find out more about Billy Branston and the Amazing Potato Story?
Yeah, absolutely. Just pop along to www.billybranston.com and you can find out all about us there.
Really good place. Really good place to actually do an interview, as he actually says, as he goes into the whole thing, showing his perfect sense there, standing right in front of the targets of the Archery Centre. And we're delighted to be able to speak from Lincolnshire Sport, to
Mark Rhodes. I'm the marketing events officer at Lancashire Sport.
Good to connect with your good self. Now, we have here two of our crack midweek drivettes, both Jessica Ward and Emma Tinson, super heroines by any other name. And I don't think they've ever sort of taken part in this archery stuff at all, have you, Emma?
No, I don't think so. I was a member of the Cub Scouts when I was little, and I think we did a bit of rifle shooting, but no archery.
Rifle shooting, but no archery. Jessica?
I used to teach it just a little bit.
You've got a pro in the house then.
Whoa.
Only for like a couple of months. So I used to do assistant. I used to be a trainee assistant instructor at an outdoor centre.
So I think that sounds like a challenge to me, Mark. What do you think?
Absolutely. Well, I think I'll step out of the way and I won't coach. I think we'll have to let it.
Well, bearing in mind, Emma would come in as a novice. Just talk her through what she needs to sort of be aware of with respect to this whole sort of sequence. Because what we've got here are sort of four targets and, of course, lots of arrows with suckers on them.
That's right. Yeah, it's a bit of a safer version of archery, I guess. More child friendly, I guess. We hire all these sort of things out for kids' parties and charity events and those sort of things. But it's very much the same setup as normal archery, just like you say, with the plungers on the end rather than the arrows. So if you guys want to have a go, you're more than welcome to.
Emma, are you ready to have a go?
Oh, okay, I'll have a go.
Go on, try. Jessica can comment
on
your
best
technique.
Legolas impression.
Right. Yes. Very good. Yes, there we are. An interesting sort of gender shift there for all sorts of reasons. I assume more as Lady Galadriel or something.
Yes.
So, right, okay, Mark, talk her through what she's going to do now.
Right, okay, so we're going to... we'll have to find you a bow first and foremost, so just bear with me 1 second. Hold fire.
Hold fire, very good. This is good. And obviously Jessica will be commenting on your technique here. The bow is arriving, so here we are.
It's like the Hunger Games here, right, okay. So you want to grab this with your left hand. I'm assuming you're right-handed, are you?
Yes.
Okay, so...
It's more like Katniss Evergreen, really. Here we are. Oh dear.
Okay, here we go. So that needs to just get hooked onto there. And then you need to draw the string back to your chin. And aim properly for the bullseye. And fire. There we go. It's a four.
Oh, wow. Well, she scored a four. There we are.
She hit the target. So that's all right.
I would have totally got it bang on the middle if not.
Try standing more to like your side.
Right, so that's the advice from Jessica. Try standing more towards the side.
Put your hands to your cheek as well.
Okay. This sounds very serious, actually, in terms of this.
Okay.
And again, another four.
I'm going to blame it on the weather, but I think I've had a good attempt. I think it's a good time.
Mark, obviously, this is great to get kids involved in sport and all sorts of things. And we do have in Britain some quite good archery practice in all sorts of ways, don't we?
Yeah, there's all sorts of stuff going on. Archery GB are doing a great job at developing the sport. And that's what we're all about as well at Lincolnshire Sport, is getting people to try new sports. And this is like a nice little taster for kids to have a first go at archery and then maybe progress into clubs after that. And that's what we're all about in terms of giving people new opportunities and stuff. So that's what we're trying to do here today. Hopefully the weather will clear up a little bit and we'll start getting a few more customers through the doors. But yes, it's going well so far. I've got a lot of kids having a go, so that's what it's all about at the end of the day.
Emma, or should I say Katniss, how did you find the whole thing?
I found that really interesting. So as we were mentioning a few different film characters, do you think that's more encouraging for kids to get involved since they've seen these sort of heroes on TV and film with archery?
I think so, potentially. I don't see why not. I think that's the case with a lot of films. There's a lot of sports films out there that might inspire kids to get involved, and that can only help, I think.
Jessica?
What else do you do besides archery for kids?
We do all sorts. This is all part of a thing called the Lincolnshire Sports Library. So, like I say, we hire all of our equipment out. We've got all sorts of things, like from sumo suits to human hamster balls to instant table tennis and human table football. We've got everything. So if people want to go to our website, it's lincolnshiresport.com. All the information is on there, and we've got something for everybody. So,
we've had the archery, at least Emma, you've taken part in that, and it's proven to be so exciting that Jessica's decided to tuck into her shortbread biscuit. And you made it, Jessica, you decorated it. How's it shaping up? It's all right, I'm talking now to give you lots of time to actually swallow. I'm not going to sort of work through it, so you know, just spit the whole thing out, etc. Is it what you expect? Is it as wonderful as that?
Oh, it exceeds my expectations. It's really nice.
And is that down to the decorating? Is it your decorating that made it good?
Well, I think so. But no, the biscuit itself is really nice. I got shortbread and it's really crunchy and it's...
Shortbread becoming wet bread in the weather, yeah. Has to be so.
Yeah, actually. But no, it's really, it's lovely flavour. so they've done a good job.
Excellent. Well, I mean, I have to say that Countryside Links is looking extremely good. We could probably do, and I'm not going to go on about the weather because we leave that to other stations, etc. It could be a little bit brighter. There might be some sun shining later on in the day. But now hats off to Rosie Crust, which I still think is the ideal baker's name, really.
definitely is.
And of course, Amelia and Chloe and the rest of the team for producing some really outstanding events here.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic. And to see so many families about and little children running around and having fun, I think it's really good and it seems to be really successful.
And now we have the classic zone whereby we're delighted to meet John Kay. John, welcome to the programme today and Lincolnshire Show, Countryside Links. What do you make of it so far?
Problem is just the weather, but other than that, everything is fine. A lot of nice rare variety of rabbits and cattle and pigs and sheep and the poultry all together. So, yes, it's very good.
One of our regular Countryside correspondents, Lou Bevin, often used to say, when it came to small animals, in this business you're either a winner or you're dinner. Is that a fair comment?
I'm not allowed to say things like that, but yes. And the breeding side, yes. If you don't make the grade, as my late father would say, a nice curry.
There you go, you see. So it's harsh but fair, but equally, I think Jessica has actually sort of fallen in deep sort of affection with this particular animal. What have we got here?
It is a minilop. It's a sooty fawn in colour. He's not quite show quality. He's just a little bit on the large side, but good breeding quality.
Makes perfect sense. Jessica?
Oh, he's lovely. He's so soft, and I just love the droopy ears as well.
I have other varieties on display. We have the Dutch variety, and I have a few guinea pigs on show as well today.
The Netherland Dwarf, of course, being one of my own personal favourites that came through with Dutch breeding, and of course Lou Bevin, key man behind that. Have you ever encountered Lou before?
Lou Bevin, the name rings a bell.
Based in Doncaster, Melton Mill?
Yes, the name rings a bell. I do know him, but...
Known by his handlebar moustache, I think, amongst other things.
I think so, yes, yes. I'm actually judging the Doncaster Rabbit Show next Sunday.
Well, there we are. I think the other thing about, which I always thought was a bit harsh, but was always nice about the animals, is that they're referred to by one of my colleagues at Southampton University as Mother Nature's very own fast food for predators. Is that true as well?
Yes, it is, I'm afraid. So, all animals seem to be in that frame from large to small.
It's the food chain. Emma?
Oh, they're just so adorable. It makes me sad thinking about all these things about the food chain. But, no, it's great to see them looking so cute. And I think, I know you say this one's not show ready, but I think he or she is very beautiful. So.
It is a he. It is a sooty fawn, minilop. Yes.
Just oh, checking the gender there.
Oh, yes. He is a male. He's a male.
Always important. Something we don't frequently do on the show, but sometimes needs must. This is the first ever Countryside Links, of course. We said weather could be better. At least you're indoors here. What do you think of the Lincolnshire Showgrounds' attempts to kind of open up the show season even more?
It is good. It's what people do not see enough of the small livestock. I've been coming here for over 40 years now. I did run the poultry show when it was the poultry show here on the showground, on the June show and the rabbit show. Now we just do an exhibition, mainly because of the cost. The cost of running the show is so much with how much it costs now for the pens and storage and everything else. So we now just put a small display on, which the general public then can come, stroke, see the different varieties of poultry, ducks and geese and rabbits, guinea pigs as well.
And I think in light of that, I shall officially name our little animal here. I shall name him Siren.
Oh, that's nice. I was thinking Thumper, but, you know.
Siren Thumper.
Siren Thumper, I like it.
We have just reunited. We're about to split up again. But Dylan Royce, good to see you. We didn't manage to speak earlier in the day when we were doing our little launch today, but it's been a successful little audio promenade for yourself and Sue and Bridget, I gather.
We've seen an amazing amount of things, really. We've done fly fishing, sausage making. We've tested ice cream, which is always a pleasure.
Did it pass?
It did. Yes, I only managed to prize one spoonful, but that was, you know, that was enough. That was very enough. Good. But yeah, the sausage making was great. Just learning how to make sausages, and it's all, you know, children love that sort of thing. And fly fishing, Bridget actually caught a fish. which was amazing. Two fish, yes, and it jumped and leaped all over the place, landed in the maggots.
Makes perfect sense. Right, yeah. Emma, I'm going to pass the material over to your good self. Emma, would you like to quiz Bridget and Sue on the whole experience of Countryside Links?
So, Bridget, first of all, I want to know, how much did you enjoy doing the fishing?
I enjoyed it 200%.
200%? That's a lot. So what happened when you caught the fish?
I got to feel it and it was really slimy and slippery, but first we had to get this little hook and put it down the fish's mouth to get the fishing rod out of it.
Fantastic. And Sue, what's been your favourite thing that you've seen today?
Oh, I think I always like going to see the little lambs and the little chicks. And there were some beautiful little goats, little kid goats. And they're the real attractions for the children. Although that said, I do have a bit of a thing about the food zone. The sausages, I'm going to enjoy my Curtis sausages tonight.
Definitely. Did you enjoy sausage making?
Yeah.
What did you like about it most?
That I was really good at blagging when I wanted to take them home.
Very clever, very clever. I think you've got it on the spot there.